listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A woman's had a close encounter with a shark off the coast near Albany. She's shaken after the large shark bit into her surf ski this morning off Chains Beach, which is now closed for at least 24 hours. The force of it knocked her into the water, but she managed to get back to shore safely. The booking system for practical driving assessments will be changed to make it fairer for everyone. The state government has announced it'll stop driving instructors from swapping bookings, and there'll be extra measures to stop bots from making bulk bookings. Transport Minister Rita Saffiotti alleges that some have been profiteering from a loophole in the system.
Whenever anybody abuses the system, it has an impact to the wider community, and then government has to act.
All but 10 of the 59 recommendations from the Perth Casino Royal Commission have received the full support of the state government, but the Racing and Gaming Minister won't give up having the final say over who will oversee Crown Perth. Rhys Whitby has defended the move despite the inquiry finding an independent monitor is needed. The Premier will push for nuclear waste from the AUKUS submarine program to be taken out of WA. The federal government is conducting a review to find a suitable location. Mark McGowan says a site in South Australia would meet the strict criteria.
They'll have to find it somewhere remote, somewhere with very good long-term geological structure that doesn't change or move. That's why Woomera springs to mind.